Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masech Babas, where we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Kol chazaka sheinu mitayna ein chazaka. Anytime you have a chazaka that is not accompanied by a taina, it is not a valid chazaka. Meaning, if someone says, "Hey, what are you doing in my property?" Well, the Mishnah is about to explain. Ketzan, what's an example of any mitayna? Amar lo man tosa b'toch shali. The guy says, "What are you doing in my property?" Vo amar lo, and he says, "Shalom li adam dav me'olam." What do you mean? What am I doing in my property? No one ever told me that I'm not allowed to be here. So he didn't claim I bought it. He didn't claim you gave it to me as a matana. He just said, "No one ever claimed that I'm not allowed to be here," so in a chazaka. That is not a valid chazaka. But if he says shemacharta lishonasata libamatana, that you sold it to me or you gave it to me as a matana, avicha machrili, your father sold it to me, avicha nasnali b'matana, your father gave it to me as a matana, harei zo chazaka. That taka is a valid chazaka because now he has a taina. V'abam yishum yirusha ino tzarech taina. If a person is saying that I got this as yirusha from my father, he doesn't need a taina because what does he know about his father's business dealings? Hu manin vashu taf. People who are workers in someone else's property cannot claim a chazaka because they've been in that property for all that time. Because, you know, an uman is someone who, not in property, but someone who works on, you know, is a tailor. So he says, "Oh, I've had this suit in my shop, so it shows that I'm the owner of the suit." No, people bring you their suits. So it's understood that that's not a chazaka, that's not a proof of ownership. And the same is true if there are shutafim, if there are two partners. One guy can't claim, "I'm the full owner, haraya, that I'm using the whole field today." No, that's how shutafim work. One guy uses the field today, another one uses it tomorrow. A sharecropper can't say, "I've been working this land," an apotropos, "I've been working this." It doesn't help because we know that that's the original arrangement. Similarly, a man can't claim ownership of his wife's property just because he's living there, nor a wife of a husband's property, nor a father and a son's property or a son and a father's property. All of this is only talking about that. It's not a chazaka, that's by a machzik, by a chazaka where there's some sort of error that the other one is claiming that it was stolen from him. Aval benosin matana, but if it's a case of a matana, someone gave a matana in front of us and he told the mekabel matana, "Go be kona this," so everything that we said, that it's not a chazaka, the second they do the Makabal Matana, does a kinyan on it, it is a valid kinyan and you cannot back out of it. Meaning, we're now switching to a different type of chazaka. Now we're talking about a kinyan chazaka. That by Enosin Matana, if someone does a kinyan chazaka, and we saw that he had rishus to do so, so that's it. That's the transaction. And the transaction is over. V'achin shechalku, or brothers are dividing an estate. V'amachzik b'nechse ager, or someone who's trying to acquire the nechassim that belongs to ager. No, God's of a parts culture, I raise a chazaka. So all you need to do is a kinyan chazaka, which means locking the field, building a fence around it, breaching the fence that's around it. Some sign of ownership serves as a kinyan chazaka. Mishnah Dalit. Hayushnaim me'idin also sha'achla shaloshanim v'nimtzu zomim. Let's say two people testify that Reuven was in the field for 3 years, using it for 3 years, and then those eidim turn out to be eidim zomim. Mishalmin lo esakol. They have to pay the full price of the field. Shnaim barishonu, shnaim. If there are two eidim that say Reuven was in the field the first year, two eidim that say he was there the second year, and two eidim that say he was there the third year, so mashal shum beinehan, they divide each of the sets of eidim, pays one third of the price of the field to the real owner of the field. Shlosha achim ve'echon mitzarif imayim, hare elu shalosh edios vein edus achas azama. If you have three brothers, each one saying that Reuven was in the field for a year, and then there was a fourth person, not related, saying that Reuven was in the field for all 3 years. So those are considered three separate eduyos, and therefore he has a chazaka, but they're one edus for hazama, that if they become edim zomim, they divide it up among the three of them, and you can't become edim zomim unless you're mazim es kulam, unless you turn all of them into edim zomim. So to review what we learned today, we said that in order for a cheskel skimel shanim to work, you need to have some sort of taina. If you don't have any taina, cheskel skimel shanim does not work. In order for a cheskel skimel shanim to work, it can't be that you have there's some other reason why you would be on the property, such as that you're a worker on that property. And we then discussed the concept of kinyan chazaka, that once you do a kinyan chazaka of nal gadur paratz, you become the owner of that property. And the Mishnah Dalet, we said, if two edim testify that a person was there for 3 years and then they turn out to be zomim, so they're going to have to pay the full price of that field. If it was three sets of edim, each about 1 year, so they divide the price of that field. And then we said that if three brothers testify each about a year, and then someone else testified along with all of the brothers, that's viewed as three separate eduyos, but when it comes to hazama, you need to be mazim all of them in order for it to be edim zomim. Next time, we'll pick up with Parakimel, Mishnah Hey.